So we have Amazon CEO Andy Jassy meeting with U.S. officials, and somehow these conversations lead directly to a federal crackdown on Anthropic's AI models. Sarah, this feels like a corporate governance nightmare wrapped in an AI safety question.
The timing here is crucial, Marcus. According to the Wall Street Journal reporting, these weren't casual industry roundtables. These were specific discussions about AI capabilities and safety protocols. And whatever Jassy shared about Anthropic's systems apparently raised enough red flags that federal agencies launched investigations. Remember, Amazon invested $4 billion in Anthropic last year, so Jassy would have had deep visibility into their development roadmap.
What's particularly concerning is the precedent this sets for corporate responsibility in AI development. If a company's board member or investor can trigger federal action just by discussing capabilities with government officials, that fundamentally changes the risk calculus for AI investments. Every venture capital firm and corporate investor now has to consider whether their portfolio companies could face regulatory scrutiny based on informal conversations.
The technical implications are equally troubling. The Hacker News discussion reveals that developers are questioning whether this was about Claude's reasoning capabilities, training data sources, or something more fundamental about how large language models handle sensitive information. The fact that federal officials acted quickly suggests this wasn't about theoretical future risks. They saw something in Anthropic's current systems that demanded immediate attention.
From a business perspective, this exposes the vulnerability of the current AI partnership model. Amazon Web Services hosts Anthropic's infrastructure. Amazon invested heavily in the company, and Jassy sits on boards where AI strategy gets discussed. But those relationships, which seemed like competitive advantages 6 months ago, just became potential liabilities if regulatory agencies view them as channels for premature disclosure of concerning capabilities.
What's missing from the public reporting is technical specificity. The Hacker News community is speculating about everything from constitutional lulls, AI failures to training data compliance issues. But without knowing exactly what triggered the investigation, companies developing similar systems are operating blind. The uncertainty itself becomes a regulatory tool. Everyone's now self-censoring their AI research communications because they don't know what might cross an invisible line.
The broader question is whether this represents a shift toward preemptive AI regulation. Instead of waiting for harmful applications to emerge in the market, federal agencies are apparently acting on intelligence about capabilities that haven't been deployed yet. That's a reasonable safety approach, but it requires a level of technical sophistication in government that honestly, I'm not sure exists consistently across agencies.
Right. And the international implications here are significant. If U.S. companies are facing regulatory action based on private conversations about AI capabilities, how does that affect collaboration with international research institutions? How does it impact the competitive position of American AI companies when Chinese and European competitors aren't operating under the same constraints? We're potentially creating a chilling effect on exactly the kind of safety research and responsible development practices that regulators claim to want.